Chapter 6. The darkness was as close and cold as the dead's embrace. Azoth squatted against the alley wall, hoping the night wind covered the sound of thunder in his heart. The fifth big who'd joined him had stolen a shiv from Rat's weapons cache, and Azoth clutched the thin metal so tightly his hand hurt. There was still no motion in the alley. Azoth stuck the blade in the dirt of the alley and put his hands in his armpits to keep them warm. Nothing might happen for hours. It didn't matter. He was running out of chances. He'd wasted too much time as it was. Rat wasn't stupid. He was cruel, but he had plans. Azoth didn't. He'd been flailing in his fear for 3 months, flailing when he could have been planning. The fist had declared his intentions. That made it easy enough. Azoth knew some of what he was planning. All he had to do was piece together how. Now, as he thought, he could feel himself slipping into Rat's skin all too easily, thinking Rat's thoughts. A purge isn't good enough. A purge will give me safety for a couple of years. Other guildheads have killed to keep their power. Killing doesn't make me different. Azoth worked on the idea. Rat didn't have small ambitions. Rat had bottled up his hatred for 3 months. Why would he be willing to not even hit Azoth for 3 months? Destruction. That's what it came down to. Rat would destroy him in spectacular fashion. He would sate his own cruelty and advance his power. He would do something so awful that Azoth would become a story the guilds would tell. He might not even kill him. Just leave him maimed in some horrific way, so that everyone who met Azoth would fear Rat more. There was a shuffling sound in the alley, and Azoth tensed. Slowly, so slowly, he pulled out the shiv. The alley was tight, the building sagging so close a grown man could touch both walls at the same time. Azoth had chosen it for that reason. He wouldn't let his quarry slip past him, but now the walls seemed malevolent, stretching hungry fingers toward each other, closing out the stars, grabbing for him. Wind muttered over the roofs, telling tales of murder. Azoth heard the shuffle again, and relaxed. A scarred old rat emerged from under a pile of moldering boards and sniffed. Azoth held still as the rat waddled forward. It sniffed at Azoth's bare feet, nudged them with a wet nose, and, sensing no danger, moved forward to feed. Just as the rat moved to bite, Azoth buried the shiv behind its ear and into the ground beneath. It jerked, but didn't squeak. He withdrew the thin iron, satisfied with his stealth. He checked the alley again. Still nothing. So where am I weak? What would I do to destroy me if I were Rat? Something tickled his neck, and he brushed it away. Curse the bugs! Bugs? It's freezing out here. His hand came down from his neck, warm and sticky. Azoth turned and lashed out, but the shiv went spinning from his hand as something struck his wrist. Durzo Blint squatted on his heels, not a foot away. He didn't speak. He just stared, his eyes colder than the night. There was a long pause as they stared at each other, neither saying a word. "You saw the rat?" Azoth said. An eyebrow lifted. "You cut me where I cut it. You were showing me that you're as much better than me as I am better than the rat." A hint of a smile. "A strange little guild rat you are. So smart, so stupid." Azoth looked at the shiv, now magically in Durzo's hand, and felt ashamed. He was stupid. What had he been thinking? He was going to threaten a wet boy? But he said, "I'm going to apprentice with you." Blint's open hand cracked across his face and sent him sprawling into the wall. His face scraped against rock, and he landed heavily. When he rolled over, Blint was standing over him. "Give me one good reason why I shouldn't kill you," Blint said. "Doll girl." She wasn't only the answer to Blint's question, she was Azoth's weakness. She was where Rat would strike. A wave of nausea swept over Azoth, first Jarl, and now Doll Girl. "You should," Azoth said. Blint raised an eyebrow again. "You're the best wet boy in the city, but you're not the only one. And if you won't apprentice me and you don't kill me, I'll train under Who Gibbet or Scarred Rabble. I'll spend my life training just for the moment I have my chance at you. I'll wait until you think I've forgotten today. I'll wait until you think it was just a dumb guild rat's threat. After I'm a master, you'll jump at shadows for a while. But after you jump a dozen times and I'm not there, you won't jump just once. And that's when I'll be there. I don't care if you kill me at the same time. I'll trade my life for yours." Durzo's eyes barely had to shift to go from dangerously amused to simply dangerous. But Azoth didn't even see them through the tears brimming in his own eyes. He only saw the vacant look that had come into Jarl's eyes and imagined seeing it in Doll Girl's. He imagined her screams if Rat came and took her every night. She'd scream wordlessly for the first few weeks, maybe fight, bite and scratch for a while. And then she wouldn't scream any more. Wouldn't fight at all. There would just be grunting and the sounds of flesh and Rat's pleasure. Just like Jarl. "Is your life so empty, boy?"
"It will be, if you say no.
I want to be like you."
"No one wants to be like me."
Blint drew a huge black sword and touched the edge to Azoth's throat. In that moment, Azoth didn't care if the blade drank his life's blood. Death would be kinder than watching Doll Girl disappear before his eyes.
"You like hurting people?" Blint asked.
"No, sir."
"Ever killed anyone?"
"No."
"Then why are you wasting my time?"
What was wrong with him? Did he really mean that? He couldn't.
"I heard you don't like it. That you don't have to like it to be good," Azoth said.
"Who told you that?"
"Mama Kay. She said that's the difference between you and some of the others."
Blint frowned. He pulled a clove of garlic from a pouch and popped it into his mouth. He sheathed his sword, chewing.
"All right, kid. You want to get rich?"
Azoth nodded.
"You're quick. But can you tell what your marks are thinking and remember 50 things at once? Do you have good hands?"
"Nod, nod, nod."
"Be a gambler."
Durzo laughed. Azoth didn't. He looked at his feet.
"I don't want to be afraid anymore."
"Jalaliel beats you?"
"Jalaliel's nothing."
"Then who is?"
Blint asked.
"Our fist. Rat."
Why was it so hard to say his name?
"He beats you?"
Unless you'll do things with him."
It sounded weak, and Blint didn't say anything, so Azoth said,
"I won't let anyone beat me again. Not ever."
Blint kept looking past Azoth, giving him time to blink away his tears. The full moon bathed the city in golden light.
"The old whore can be beautiful," he said, "despite everything."
Azoth followed Blint's gaze, but there was no one else in sight. Silver mist rose from the warm manure of the cattle yards and coiled around old broken aqueducts. In the darkness, Azoth couldn't see the bleeding man freshly scrawled over his own guild's black dragon. But he knew it was there. His guild had been losing territory steadily since Jalaliel got sick.
"Sir?"
Azoth said. This city's got no culture but street culture. The buildings are brick on one street, daub and wattle the next, and bamboo one over. Titles Alatiran, clothes Kalayan, music all Sethi harps and Lodrakari lyres, the damn rice paddies themselves stolen from Siura. But as long as you don't touch her or look too close, sometimes she's beautiful. Azoth thought he understood. You had to be careful what you touched and where you walked in the warrens. Pools of vomit and other bodily fluids were splattered in the streets, and the dung-fueled fires and fatty steam from the constantly boiling tallow vats covered everything with a greasy, sooty sheen. But he had no reply. He wasn't even sure Blint was talking to him.
You're close, boy. But I never take apprentices, and I won't take you.
Blint paused, and idly spun the shiv from finger to finger. Not unless you do something you can't. Hope burst into life in Azoth's breast for the first time in months. I'll do anything, he said.
You'll have to do it alone. No one else could know. You have to figure out how, when, and where, all by yourself.
What do I have to do? Azoth asked. He could feel the night angels curling their fingers around his stomach. How did he know what Blint was going to say next? Blint picked up the dead rat and threw it to Azoth.
Just this.
Kill your rat and bring me proof.
You've got a week.